Thank you. Briefly, we're going to speak about the conclusions of the Goma Commission following some complaints that the government received. A commission was set up to look into the events and alleged violations that took place. The outcome of that commission attests that in Komoot, for example, there were seven members of the law enforcement groups that were sentenced in the justice system, and they are in prison currently. And in Goma, 30-odd members of the law enforcement were judged, 13 in military courts. And given the more recent situation of the people escaping from prison, we are unable as of yet to know exactly the whereabouts of those individuals. And for the mechanisms of universal competence and transitional justice, the issue that we have is not that the government is not aware of the mechanism. The difficulty, in fact, is related to the international nature of this crisis, because now it has international repercussions. And even if we set up domestic mechanisms, we wouldn't be able to deal with the international scope of the crisis. But the government has taken several provisions. And right now, the government is considering two draft bills. The first one is on creating a special criminal court, and the second one is on the creation of mixed chambers at the Court of Appeal level and also the Court of Cassation level in order to try those believed to be responsible for these crimes. And recently, the government also participated at the Ljubljana Diplomatic Conference on negotiating the Convention on International Legal Cooperation. And following the adoption of that document in February 2024, the government signed on to the convention in a legally binding document that allows for international legal cooperation. But the issue of the International Criminal Court for the DRC is still there, given the international scope of this conflict. And because of its international scope, it doesn't just involve national stakes. The third question related to the moratorium on the death penalty, and I believe we already addressed that question when we met here the last time, and the delegation of the government already provided an answer to that question. But we must remember that for the government, this matter is an administrative deterrent reaction situation that we're dealing with right now, with the resurgence of a conflict in the east of the country. It's a partial issue, and there is no lifting a moratorium on all offenses that lead to the death penalty. It's a partial measure related only to these crimes. But just to show that it's an administrative action, there have been no executions, and I believe the president pointed this out recently. No executions have been carried out so far. And then one last question had to do with... I believe that was all the questions, actually. Perhaps